case number 1022-500. Good afternoon, everybody. Chief, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Yes, I'm Chief Christopher Perry, last name P-E-R-R-Y, Newington Police Department, issue of order.
Thank you, Chief.
And Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
Thank you, Attorney Sherman. Chief, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, this denial was based on suitability factors. This information was gleaned from a New Britain Police Department investigation in 1994, where the appellant failed to report the theft of three firearms and failed to cooperate with investigators when one of those weapons was found in the waistband of a homicider. His permit was revoked by SLFU May 31st of 94, and he was denied a permit in 2019 and again in 2021, which has led to this denial.
Thank you, Chief. Attorney Sherman, opening statement.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Chief, you may proceed with your case.
In May of 1994, New Britain police were investigating a homicide, at which point they located a 9mm handgun in the waistband of a homicide victim. Upon investigation, it was determined that that firearm was registered to the appellant. They went to that appellant's residence, made contact with him, and asked him if he knew where that 9mm Beretta was, and he replied that it was gone. The appellant stated that 2 weeks prior, he had came home and found that his dresser drawers were ransacked. And at that time, he discovered that his 9mm Beretta, a 25 caliber Beretta, a Jennings 25 caliber handgun, and a Walters PPK handgun were also stolen. And he reported that he thought his parents came over to the house and removed him from the drawers. When asked if he called his parents and asked them if they were at the house, he said he did not. The detective asked him what he thought happened to the guns, and he thought that they were stolen and that his house was burglarized. When asked if why he didn't report those guns to the police, he said he didn't know. He did not find any forced entry in the house, and there was nothing else removed from the house. He was asked to come down to the police department and fill out the stolen weapon paperwork and be interviewed regarding the missing guns. And he contacted the police department and said that he would only speak with an attorney. Shortly later, the attorney called the police department and said that they felt nothing good would come out of a conversation with the police at that time. On that same day, detectives were contacted by the appellant, asking again about the firearm, and at what time he said it was either gone, lost, misplaced, or stolen. Detective said that the appellant would not give a truthful classification of the status. And that is it.
Cross.
Chief, we don't have anybody here who wrote that report, right?
No, sir.
Yeah, it's too bad. We don't have anybody here who really has first-hand knowledge of that case, right?
Just the appellant.
True. I mean, from the police side.
No, sir.
Yeah. Okay. And I really have nothing further.
Just board have questions for the chief?
Yeah. I believe the file we have says that his permit was revoked.
Correct.
What year was that?
That was revoked in May 31st of 94.
And then he appealed that revocation?
So I believe he appealed that in 2019. My predecessor sent out a denial letter at that time.
You couldn't do that. It had been a new application. He couldn't have appealed it from 94 in 2019.
Yeah. I don't know the process prior to that. I just know that we have a denial letter that was sent to the appellant in 2019.
So he must have applied to Newington.
Or reapplication.
And you denied in As far as we know, he didn't come here.
2019, correct.
He didn't appeal it to the board?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Other questions?
That really wasn't a question. It was, you were going to talk about the, then he applied again in 22?
Yes, and the reason that we're here at this hearing today is he reapplied again in 2021.
21.
He did appeal the denial of the permit in 2019 that he was denied and lost.
Oh, he came before the board
correct.
In 2019?
2020. Yeah.
Right, right. His hearing date was September 10th of 2020.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't here.
I was going to say, was I here?
No.
Other questions? Seeing none.
Oh, I just one other question.
Yeah.
Just to rule it out, if excuse me, there isn't any other reason that you found him unsuitable other than what you stated, right?
Correct.
Okay. No criminal record.
No.
Nothing like that. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Chief, do you have any other witnesses?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Okay, Attorney Sherman, you may proceed.
Okay, well, I'd like to call the appellant, and since we've pretty well narrowed the issue, I'm going to skip all the background stuff and ask some questions about the incident involving this firearm that you heard the Chief testify about. You remember this whole situation from, 30 years ago, right?
30 years.
All right, pretty well. Wow, 30 years ago. Okay, think a minute. It's amazing, it's 30 years. So let's start with this. To this day, do you know what happened to that firearm, how it went missing?
No.
You do not?
I do not.
And the Chief testified that, according to the report from the briefing 30 years ago, that your attorney had advised you not to answer a lot of questions about the situation, right?
Correct.
And is that why you refused to answer questions?
Yes. I didn't mind cooperating.
Okay.
But the attorney advised me not to.
Okay. And ultimately, were you ever charged with a crime in connection with this?
No.
Please, you've got to speak up. It's,
yeah. Thank
with
you.
That blower going in so hard to hear, it's amazing. 10 feet away,
you can't. Okay. And I've never been in any trouble.
Okay. At that time, 1994, how old were you?
26, maybe? 27?
Got to shout it here.
27, maybe.
27, okay. Yeah. And at that time in your life, did you live alone?
Yep, I had moved in with my grandfather to help take care of him, but he had fallen and broken his hip, so I was alone in his house.
Okay, so you were alone in a house, a single family house?
Yes.
That's correct, okay. And did you have visitors in that house at times?
Yes, people from work, parties afterwards. It was right around the corner from where I was working at the time.
Where were you working at the time?
At the Marriott in Farmington.
What did you do?
Loss prevention.
And so you had people over?
People over at the house, and after work we'd go out and we'd drink, you know, had people over, you know, and parties after work.
Were these parties, how frequent did these parties occur? How frequently?
Once or twice a week, because I was the closest one to the place, so.
And how many people were we talking over? Two, three?
During the week, anywhere from maybe.
Please, you've got to shout it to the wall. 8 to 10 people, 8 to 12 people?
I would say.
Okay. And people were drinking and having a good time?
Yes, sir.
These were all young people like yourself in their 20s?
Yep.
Okay. And you said you don't know what happened to that gun, but do you think that it's possible that somebody in that group might have taken it?
A lot of people had access to the house. Whether it was friends, even some relatives, I don't know.
Okay. And is there anybody you suspected?
A lot of theories, nothing I could prove or had any evidence or anything.
You didn't have any evidence that somebody had been in the part of your house where
it was
stored? How was it stored at the time?
It was in a closet right inside the front door up on the top shelf.
Okay. If you were to get a permit at this point, do you think you'd purchase a firearm?
It's possible. My son just got got his permit, so we wanted to do some shooting.
Okay. Have you given any thought, if you purchased a firearm, have you given any thought to how you would store it at home?
It would be in a safe.
It would be in a safe?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In a safe.
So you would not repeat the type of storage that you did back in 1994?
No, sir.
Okay. So am I correct, in 30 years, you haven't come up with any evidence or nobody's ever come to you and said, hey, I took something or anything like that?
No, sir.
During this time you were working at the Farmington Marriott, how long were you working there?
I think it was about 10 years when I left.
And how long a period of time were you having these people over a couple times a week?
I get you 5-6 years.
Maybe. 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, while I was living there.
How about by the time the police contacted you about this firearm, how long had that been going on, that you were having the people over after work parties?
Maybe a couple of years.
A couple of years?
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay.
It's a long time ago.
Okay.
And the other firearms were never found or recovered.
I have nothing further.
Chief, do you have any questions for the appellant?
I do. In New Britain's report, when you were confronted about the firearms being stolen, you said that you had discovered them missing 2 weeks prior to police contact. And you also referenced that they were in a dresser drawer. Is that accurate or is that
I don't think that's accurate. I don't know if that's what my attorney told them at that time.
That's per a conversation with you dated May 20th of 1994.
I don't believe that's accurate because my attorney told me not to speak to them.
So you never gave him any information to the police detectives?
Not that ever. No.
Okay. And you said you weren't charged. Did they apply for an arrest warrant, or was there any?
I know. Last I heard of it, I gave the information to the attorney. They told him the serial numbers of the weapons that were missing, and he said he would take care of it. And that was the last I heard of it.
In the 2 weeks that you had known the weapons were missing, why did you not report it to police?
I didn't know they were missing for 2 weeks. I got a phone call from somebody who has the same name as me, and they thought it was his weapon. And then he called me and told me to call the lawyer.
So again, just referencing the report, it says in a conversation with the detective, you stated 2 weeks prior to them contacting you, you came home and saw that your dresser drawers were ransacked and that those weapons were missing.
I don't believe that's accurate. I said, unless I was making theories possibly to my attorney, maybe that's what he told them.
Okay, because they do document conversations with your attorney, and at no time does he mention any details regarding that discovery.
I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you know what the fine is, or the charges for failing to report stolen or lost firearm?
I do not.
It's a Class C felony, and it's interesting that you weren't charged.
No.
And you have no idea why you weren't charged.
No.
Statute in effect at that time? I don't think so.
It's not?
No.
Not 1994.
All right.
It was no requirement.
But that would be the charge today?
Yeah.
For failure to report.
Is it a felony for the first time?
For an intentional.
Yeah.
For an unintentional, it's a misdemeanor. For an intentional failure to report. I have nothing.
Does the board have questions?
I guess I just got to clarify. I think I know what's going on here. Police called you. You did answer some questions, but then you talked to your attorneys. That's just my guess, that you told them about some of the storage issues, and then you, before you did anything further, you got an attorney, and then you didn't talk anymore. But it sounds like your initial contact with the police, you did tell them. You noticed them missing 2 weeks prior, and you failed to report.
No.
Whether that's legal or not back then, I don't know.
I don't believe that's accurate.
You don't think so?
The initial call from Britain was to my father. I'm a junior.
Mm-hmm.
He called me and told me to call the attorney. Well, I just finished another case.
Did your father maybe tell him that? Would he know that?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Does he have the same name?
Yes.
What says junior in the report?
He references junior.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt.
It's not on my birth certificate. I had to change it.
I don't know if it's going to matter, but that's a logical thing to have happened. The police called, you answered, but then you thought about it, called your attorney, and they said, don't cooperate anymore.
Right. You need advice me not to talk to him on the phone, don't go down there.
I understand that, but initially you did. Someone did, and someone told him there was, you found him missing 2 weeks prior to the homicide. Did you know any of the victims? Do you know the victim of the homicide? Any name familiar to you? Any of the suspects?
No,
I'm assuming they arrested somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know
no,
that.
Sir.
Did they arrest anybody?
I'm not even sure.
I think you'd follow up on that one. It's your gun.
Yeah. No idea. I tried to stay as far as away from it as possible. That's what the attorney advised me to.
All right. And you did not get arrested?
No, sir.
What is the law today, to your knowledge, about storage of firearms?
It's got to be in the lockbox and then with the trigger guard.
Regardless of whether you have kids in the house, is that correct?
That's correct.
What about your car?
You have to keep it on your person if it's in the car. Otherwise, you don't leave it in the car.
Okay.
I would never leave it in the car.
That's a good decision. Yeah. I just don't know it's necessarily the law. But, all right, thank you.
Other questions?
Do you remember being before this board in 2020?
Yes.
Okay, and yes. What reason did they give you for upholding the denial?
One of the gentlemen said it was for me, for the appellate, and I think it was something wrong. It wasn't credible.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Thank you.
Was it in person or was it on?
In person.
It was?
Yeah. I believe. He was here, and I believe
no, he told me I wasn't here.
Yeah.
No, I think it was Ms. Johnson.
And you were here, Chief.
We were here.
Yeah, you weren't here at that hearing.
Turf, I wasn't here.
You were not here at
attorney
that hearing.
Attorney Iaconis and Attorney Lando.
Yeah, it was a gentleman. He
and Mr. Cook.
Mr. Cook is the one that voted in favor. Yeah. Everybody else voted against.
Well, I can see the confusion about the credibility issue because we're having, just over this minor issue, having trouble figuring out exactly what you did say to the police at the time. And again, I don't know that 30 years ago it matters at this point. But your credibility here does matter. We do need to know what happened.
Other questions? Seeing none, any other witnesses?
No, thank you.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, please. We're dealing with a situation. I asked the chief about, you know, anybody, any live witness who remembers any of this other than of the appellant, of course. And it's more than half his life ago, 30 years ago. He was in his 20s at the time. We're dealing with something, obviously an unfortunate situation back then, but, excuse me, no evidence say that, you know, the appellant knowingly gave, sold, provided the firearm to anybody like that. I think at worst he was negligent about the situation, negligent about his storage. He was 20 odd years old and having friends over for drinks after work, and who knows what happened in the house. I think after 30 years, let's go forward. Going forward, he's a responsible person. He has no other negative contacts with the law, according to the chief here, and has every intention of storing his firearm properly. He should have his permit today. Thank you.
Thank you, Attorney Sherman. Chief, would you like to make a closing statement?
No, I figure the suitability aspect of this would fall under, you know, he had a permit, and whether the fact that decedent life came to an end due to the fact that firearm was in his possession, I don't know. But had that been reported promptly, it could have led to a different outcome. And I don't know if there was anything else going on in the appellant's life at that time that would have called into question why he wouldn't have reported that firearm stolen.
May I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any amount of time that could pass that you would say is suitable? Basically, with that, if that's the only incident?
I would think that the loss of life as a result, potentially as a result, obviously I don't know the details of the homicide, but it is a glaring fact that he
did have a firearm in his possession that belonged to Mr. or to the appellant, and that is the ultimate concern.
And for the appellant, were you ever sued civilly in this case? Were you sued civilly?
No.
For this?
No, sir.
You can make an argument, supplied the gun. I mean, someone could certainly sue you for that.
That's why I didn't appeal it the first time when it first happened, because I was just so scared that something bad happened with something that belonged to me. So that's why I let it go for so long.
Do you know if your gun was fired in that incident?
I have no idea.
You know? You know.
I do not have access to that part of the report.
All right, thanks.
Comments?
Yeah. In the years in between 1994 and now, a couple of things have changed. I mean, the legal standard of care imposed by statute about storing a gun locked at all times and reporting requirements of when a gun is stolen have tightened up considerably since 1994.
And I'm sure as a result of incidents like this.
Right. Okay. Yeah, having said that, still, you know, and again, my organization, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, when I was there running the Project Child Safe campaign, continuously stressed since 1992 the importance of locking up and securing firearms when not in use. So even though the legal standard is tightened, still the responsibility of a firearms owner at that time was to prevent guns from falling into the wrong hands as best they could. And here you can see the tragic consequences of when a gun is obtained by somebody and as a result, not of the use of that gun, but it still is an involvement in the in a crime. So you know, it's unfortunate that this happened. The board did deny this once before. I'm still wrestling with whether we should deny it again.
Other comments? Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant.
Thank you.
Thank you.